It is Nearly Meadows coming up soon with a sports wrap. Nath Valvo will be in the studio as well, but cancel all
engagements
right now.
It's amazing you see strolling down the corridors here at the House of M's at Triple M.
Unbelievable.
Sir Ian Botham has entered the studio on the cusp of another Ashes series. How are you, Sir Ian? And thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Mick. It seems like we've been spending most of our life together for the last couple of weeks.
That's it. We should move in together like you and Sir Vivian Richards did and get bunk beds. Yeah. Hey, just quickly, I know you're here to promote Triple M cricket. Of course, you're doing Channel 7 and Triple M. Mm. It's going to be great coverage, as it always is. The topic du jour, while I've got you here, Pat Cummins has now been announced as the Australian captain. Hey, fast bowler as a captain, discuss.
Look, I think if he's got the right people around him, he'll be fine. And I'm sure I read the articles in a couple of the newspapers yesterday, and he's pretty much all covering that all over. So I think he'll be fine. I think he's a great athlete, great bowler. Surprised me. He made his debut in 2011, and yet he's only played 34 tests.
He did. Well, I remember he debuted and he played a series in South Africa where he did one of the great spells of all time. And then I remember thinking, we're going to be watching this guy for years. And then he was injured. He had a succession of injuries that took him out of about 3 or 4 years of action.
Yeah, I mean, that can happen. It happens to a lot of cricketers. Suddenly that body's having to do a bit more work. And personally, I'm a great believer in bowlers get fit by bowling, not going to the gym. But it all works out. What's the point in going to a gym?
Can I ask you this? With a bowler as fast bowler as captain, now all I want for my fast bowlers really is go in here and try and get this guy mentally or physically, whatever you can do, get in his kitchen. Can he do that and concentrate on the bigger picture?
Well, he can't field at fine leg, that's for sure.
Which is the time-honoured position.
For quick bowlers. So, but I'm sure he might do a bit of mid-off, mid-on. Look, I think he'll be fine.
Will he be setting his fields for his own bowling?
Because he'll have to.
Because, well, I'm seeing seven slips and two gullies. If I know the mind of a fast bowler, he's going to want to attack, isn't he?
Well, I'll give you an insight. When Bob Willis was captain over here, basically, he bowled and we did all the movements around the field for him from the slips.
Yeah.
And he didn't even notice. He hadn't noticed, I swear to you.
Do you think Merv Hughes would have made a good captain of Australia?
No.
Not under any circumstances. I've always thought that a fast bowler's IQ drops 50 points when you put the ball in their hand, but it's a good move for Australia, and we'll see what happens. How are you feeling on the cusp of this Ashes series?
I'm excited. I think it's going to be very good. I find that some of the words that have come out of the press over here and some of the words that have come out of the bookmakers, not that I gamble, but...
Yes.
But no, I think the odds are ridiculous, to be honest.
You said this to me privately. You said this to us backstage at the front bar the other night. But you said, beware the team that gets scorned. As soon as you write a team off in an Ashes series, inevitably it's come back to bite us.
Well, 86-7, exactly what they did. They wrote us off when we arrived. And then in 89, when Australia came to England, the Australian press said it's the worst side that's ever left the shores of Australia. And they thumped it.
There you
good
go.
And proper.
So they're sobering words, aren't they?
What makes the Ashes so special is the history of it.
Yep.
And the most, I think the other thing that people forget about is there's a rivalry that goes back for hundreds of years. But one thing that my old man did tell me, when he, not with us anymore, sadly, but he was in the Navy in Singapore. And he said to me, mate, if you're ever in trouble, get an Aussie next year, he said, because they know how to battle. And that's the beauty of the Ashes.
It is indeed.
It is a contest. It'll be fought out.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, who knows?
It'll be, as it is, my favourite sporting contest in the world. I can't let you go without firstly thanking you for the front bar the other night. You were a wonderful guest and you were great fun. And we managed to slip a couple in after the show, which I enjoyed.
Any work for the lawyer?
there's a bit. Yeah, we've been sending out apologies all week. Yeah. This week we have Rod Marsh on the front bar.
Great.
And this is a guy kept for Tomo and Lily, two of the best in the business.
Iron gloves.
Any inside information I can use? Anything that...
No, he loves his golf.
Yes,
we all. He loves a red wine.
Okay.
Jeez, you guys could be twins.
We get on well.
Mate, I can't thank you enough. We look forward to having you on Triple M for cricket this summer. You're going to make it very special for all our listeners.
Huge.
And I have a really good feeling about this series too. There's a lot to like coming in, and both sides, there's plenty to watch. It's going to be exciting times.
Mate, I'm looking forward to it. And also, well, that rematch.
A rematch on golf. Look,
oh, that's right.
Sam and myself are ready to go anytime.
Sam Pang is a passenger. The Beefy and the Orchid in a cart together.
This is the day you took off last Monday. That's right.
That's enough from you, Sir Ian. Thank you for swinging by.
And I'll tell you now, no intentions are going to work.
December 8, Triple M rocks the Ashes. Sir Ian Botham joining us there. This is Malloy, Triple M.